Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vabba the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are talking about two movies, The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum, and Uncharted with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yep.
Mark Wahlberg. I always get him and Matt Damon confused. A little bit, just a little bit.
Both are Boston natives, so.
Yep. They both have, like, similar haircuts. All right. Which one, what do I talk about first? Lost City?
Yeah, I watched that one first.
Okay, as did I. I watched it with my mom. Because I was staying with her, and I was like, let's watch a movie, Mom. And she's like, okay. I was like, I need to watch this for the podcast. And she's like, okay. And so we watched it. Cool.
I use that as an excuse so often. Like, truly, I'll be like, I got to watch this for the podcast as if it's not my decision to watch it in the first place. Like, it's kind of like the royal we. Like, oh, I got to watch this movie for the podcast. Like, oh, Emily made me do it.
Don't have a choice. Alessandra's making me. We just blame each other for the choices we make. I mean, I actually wanted to see The Lost City in theaters, but just didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
But it is currently on Prime Video for free with Prime. But yeah, so I guess...
I'm going to read the summary of this from IMDb because I feel you know, you like to do the summaries. I think this is a really good little tagline here.
Okay.
A reclusive romance novelist on a book tour with her cover model gets swept up in a kidnapping attempt that lands them both in a cutthroat jungle adventure.
Wow. That is the most precise summary ever.
That
sums up everything.
Yes. And of course, Channing Tatum is the cover model. And Sandra Bullock is the romance novelist. I mean, what's there not to like about this movie? It truly was exactly what I wanted in a movie. I love Sandra Bullock. Daniel Radcliffe played a hilarious maniacal billionaire. It just was so silly, and it was cute. Like, I really enjoyed it.
It was really good. Like, I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. I thought it was going to be a bit more, like, stupid, you know, like comedic, you know, how just very comedic movies can just kind of be ridiculous. Like, I thought it was going to be a bit more like that, but it actually got pretty deep. Like, we kind of learned that Sandra Bullock's character was married and she lost her husband, and they were both, they were both, like, historians or something, or, you know, archaeologists or something. And they would go on trips and do, like, archaeological digs together and find out about these lost cities, these lost cultures that are just no longer around, and these ruins and things. And she mostly wanted to write about that, but it kind of seemed like no one would be interested in her books unless she kind of created this character who happens to be a treasure hunter, or, you know, go on, or, like, goes on adventures and has a love interest. So, like, in order to make people interested in the history that she's uncovered and the history and the culture that, you know, she's learned to come to love with, along with her husband, she kind of had to do this. So, like, she didn't want to really be a romance novelist.
Yeah, I mean, but she's, like, a good writer. She's very popular. She's basically kind of written, you know, a romance novel with Fabio on the cover, but people are obsessed with it. Like, they are obsessed with Jamie from Outlander. Like, had a lot of that kind of those vibes.
Basically, like, the covers looked like just the really amazing cheesy ones with just the romantic pose of, like, the man mm-hmm. holding the woman, like, in a dip or something. Or, you know, just they're fainting and then being caught. Like, there's the perfect, like, they're so good. Such good book covers. And Channing Tatum's character was really funny. He just was a pretty boy model who happened mm-hmm. to do a cover model job for Sandra Bullock's character. And he just kind of, he can't disassociate himself from being Alan, who is the name mm-hmm. of the cover
model. No, his name is Alan, but yeah. he was, the oh, cover that's right. model's name was,
oh, what's his name?
Brock or something?
Something
or?
With a D. Was it D?
Oh.
Dash?
Was Dash? Dash, Dash. Yes, Dash. Oh, this movie was so funny, honestly.
So good. So he truly, like, this is all he has going for him is being Dash and on these covers. And he goes to all the tours in his wig, in his long, like, Fabio hair wig, and in the costume. And Sandra Bullock just looks at him with such disdain. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Grumpy Sunshine, too, where, like, Sandra Bullock is the yeah. grump, and Alan is, like, the sunshine a little bit.
Yeah, she's, you know, older, like, than him, obviously. But, you know, she just had, like, a whole life, and she's not really willing to let herself have any kind of adventure or get out of her house at all. Like, she's depressed because it's been 5 years since her husband died, but she just doesn't feel like she can actually enjoy her life without him. And like you said, it's a lot deeper than you anticipate.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got all the comedic gags that you would expect. You know, she's wearing this sequin jumpsuit this entire time, which is just amazing. But it's not good for, like, being on a tropical island in. And, you know, she's just kind of glam and stuff. But it really works with the comedy of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And we have basically a cameo from Brad Pitt.
Just like in, she was like the reverse of Bullet Train, because we had her in Bullet Train.
That's true. All these people were in Bullet Train. Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, and Brad Pitt. Oh my god.
They must have filmed them like really around the same time, because it just was so clear, like they're all friends, so they wanted to be in each other's movies.
Yeah. So a part of the story as well is Sandra Bullock's character is kind of having a writer's block. She didn't know how to, or she's losing interest in writing her stories. And so she has a hard time ending one of her books. And so she kind of just gives up and ends it, and then she goes on the tour for the book, obviously, after it releases. And that's when we meet Daniel Radcliffe's character, which...
Oh, he's so funny.
I totally agree. He was so good. He was so... Like, he didn't give off, like, murderer vibes, but, you know, he was trying to be intimidating, and he's definitely crazy. But he just is doing these sinister things just like in the most polite way. Like he's like, oh, can I give you a ride somewhere? Oh, here's a charcuterie board, or like, you know.
And it's like a charcuterie like table, like this giant three tables full of charcuterie that fly in her face when the plane opens and
the
starts
the plane hangar opens and the plane engines start, and this the ham and the salami is just fucking flying everywhere.
Yeah. It was really silly. Honestly, I just love that Daniel Radcliffe is just, he loves to play these kooky, silly characters now. Like, this man, like, truly does not need to work another day in his life, but he wants to do roles that are fun for him, you know? And you can tell that this was definitely one of them. And it was a fun role for everybody in the movie. Like, it just seemed like everybody wanted to be there, and it was very silly and fun.
Yeah, and so when Alan hears that, you know, what is her name? I just keep saying Sandra Bullock's character.
It's Loretta Sage. Yes.
When Alan finds out that Loretta is kidnapped, he calls up his friend who he goes on meditating retreats with. Like that's how he knows Brad Pitt. Who used to be in the military or something. Like he's like special forces. He's something else. And he was basically like the real life Dash, basically. He had the long blonde hair and he looked like a true adventurer, like a sexy just adventurer.
It was just a wig.
Yeah, it was also just a wig, but like he just looked so badass. And oh my god, I just this movie
but
is
he
so
as
fun.
Predictable, like he gets shot like when they go and get her and she's stuck in the chair and they have to carry her out of the chair instead of like clipping her out of the chair. They like shove it in this tiny little car and he's driving around with her in this thing and it's just like it's just so silly. She like can't get out of this chair and she's like in it for like half of this whole entire scene.
Actually, Brad Pitt getting shot was very shocking. I did not see it coming. Oh my gosh. And so Alan has to be the hero. Alan just wants to be the hero because he wants to impress Loretta. You know, he likes
her. Because he's in love with her. Because he's like totally. He's totally in love with her. And it's really clear from the very beginning that he's in love with her. But she's not willing to accept it. So it is very much like your grumpy sunshine, like you were saying. One person's pining after the other one. Trying to prove that they would be a good match for them. And, yeah, you know, it's just very cute that it's the guy going after the girl. And you could really tell that this was written by, you know, people who do want to see that, like, it's like a rom-com, but, like, a more developed one. Like, it doesn't have that the same problems that a normal rom-com has, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It could have had a bit more romance. Like, by the end, I didn't really care if Loretta and Alan got together. It was, it just was a part of it. I mean, I was mostly interested in basically the Indiana Jones part, where once Loretta, so Daniel Radcliffe's character kidnaps her so that she can read this segment of a tapestry that he has. And there's like symbols on it that she should be able to translate. Mm-hmm. And she figures it out and she steals it because she wants to go find the lost city. And kind of not avenge her husband, but you know, like finish kind of what her and her husband started. Mm-hmm. Go and
well, it's
find
like treasure hunting.
The tomb.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm not really sure where I was going with this.
It's fine.
But like, I like the Indiana Jones parts of it. Like the all the shenanigans in the jungle were really funny with the leeches.
Yeah, with the leeches. Oh, she has like pulled the leeches off of his butt, and then he turns around and she can see his penis, and then she's just like, "Wow, you know, you really think about what it's going to be like when you see something, and it's just like right here.
It's just right there."
She just like went on about it. Oh.
And he's like, "Am I good?" She's like, "Oh yeah, you're good."
Oh yeah. It was just like so silly. There's like a volcano on this island and it's like threatening to ruin this temple of lovers. And, you know, they also put in a lot of like commentary about, you know, the fact that Daniel Radcliffe's like this really rich white billionaire and he's like, you know, kind of imposing and colonizing this island a little bit more and taking over with his money. And one of the guys who works for him, he, like, treats him like shit. And it's just, like, so clear that he's going to turn to the good side in the end because, you know, he's being oppressed by this horrible guy. And, you know, they didn't really, like, stray away from that whole aspect of these adventure movies and, like, white people coming onto islands full of indigenous people. You know what I mean?
Right, because just people coming in to another culture's land and taking their artifacts is is in fact stealing. So it's mm-hmm. just, it's not good. And yeah, Daniel Radcliffe just would treat all of his people terribly. And so of course they were going to turn on him in the end. Yeah. And even the little side adventure that her publicist goes on trying to get her, trying to come find her. She like comes across this pilot who has a cargo plane or something. And she's just like, it's so funny. All the different stories kind of happening. And then they all kind of come together at the end. It was very well thought out. It was really good.
Yeah. Good writing. One of the writers, Dana Fox, also wrote Cruella.
So okay.
And that was really good as well.
Yeah.
It was three writers, Oren Utzel and Dana Fox and Adam Mee. And then I also read that Sandra Bullock wanted to make this movie. She was approached to be a producer, and she was like, okay, I'll be in this. I'll make this movie if you kind of get, we need to get butts back in seats in theaters that are just for women. You know, we're missing that, kind of rom-com thing that brings older women into the theaters. And honestly, Sandra Bullock, who's 58, is always going to get people like you and me and people who are older than us, our butts in those seats. Like, truly, she is fantastic, and it's just great to see her come back into the theaters. This was her 50th movie.
What? Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Sandra, you're kind of blocking out sometimes. I can't really hear your reaction sometimes.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I had to resort back to my old AirPods, so hopefully that's not the reason.
oh, okay.
Because my other ones are broken. But yeah, no, Sandra is, she's an icon.
she really is.
She's real good. She's real good.
Can't believe it. She's just fantastic. I'm just going to go to a little bit of the trivia.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds was originally sought after for the lead male role, marking this a reunion with Sandra Bullock after the proposal, but a deal couldn't be reached and Channing Tatum was cast.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, would have changed it for sure.
Yeah, that would have been very, very different. Would have felt very different. And Ryan Reynolds was also in Bullet Train.
He was, yeah. Oh, so silly.
Let's see. The scene with Sandra the chair Bullock and the wheelbarrow was filmed in one take.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I mean, that makes sense because there was a blow up behind them, so they had to get it right the first time.
The premise for this film is very similar to Romancing the Stone from 1984.
Yes, that is also about a writer, and she referenced that in this interview I read with her.
Ooh. This movie poster is so good.
Oh, we have to watch this.
It's got Danny DeVito. No, not Danny DeVito.
Yes.
But yes, Danny DeVito.
Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas. This is the concept for it. We definitely have to watch it.
Oh my gosh, yes we do.
I love it.
Yes. Okay, yes, okay. All right. What else? the movie was originally called The Lost City of D, but the D was later dropped. That was funny.
Yes.
And they kind of made her book series in the movie is called Lost City of D, right?
Yes.
And they make the joke about the D being dick.
There is a little reference here to the fact that Uncharted and this movie premiered within a month of each other. And that's why we're talking about it as well. It is also a jungle adventure movie.
Sure is.
Okay. I think that's it for trivia for now. What are All right, the
let's
plot keywords?
plot keywords. Oops. Oh, here we go. We've got reclusive writer, writer, book tour, kidnapping, leech. There you go.
That leech scene.
I mean, there you
So
go.
silly. I really did
Sure.
enjoy this movie. So they've got a 60 Metascore with 30 positive reviews, 21 mixed reviews, and 2 negative reviews.
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah, the highest is a 91 from Consequence. They always give theirs pretty
Hey.
high. Yeah.
All right. I will go down to the lowest. So let's see. We've got 225s. The San Francisco Chronicle said filmmakers can't depend on funny actors to go out there cold and bring back laughs. They have to be given funny things to do. I mean, the situation in itself was funny. Goodness. It's situational humor. Goodness gracious.
I'm going to read the Vulture 150. It says, "The Lost City isn't terrible, just aggressively mediocre. It is the kind of movie you put on in the background after coming across it on TBS while you fold laundry on a Sunday afternoon." If
Well,
anything, The Lost City makes evident not lack of stars, but a persistent inability on the part of the contemporary Hollywood to know what to do with them. Oh no.
I mean, that was harsh, but I could definitely see myself putting this movie on while I'm doing something else.
Oh, definitely. And another, the Wall Street Journal says that they lack on-screen chemistry. And I
Which
get, yeah, like,
I basically said that.
yeah, that's exactly what you just said. And like, truly, I didn't think this movie was perfect, but I think again, we are the perfect demographic to enjoy this movie. You
For
know, like,
sure.
and I don't think this movie was trying to be anything more than what it was. I think it was just supposed to be cute and
No.
adventure and fun and, you know, romance, but silly and like, but
Yeah.
also, you know, maybe some people can connect with Sandra Bullock in a way.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't trying too hard, and because of that, it ended up being better than I thought it was going to be. Did you want to
Yeah.
read the highest one, the 91, or me?
Oh, you can read it.
Okay, so like you said, Consequence gave a 91. Directors Adam and Aaron Nee managed to find just the right balance between action, comedy, and romance to make all three work harmoniously together while playing with a team of all stars who make the material sing. Okay. High
That's cute.
praise. High
Yeah.
praise.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
All right, should we take a break now?
Let's take a break before we get to Uncharted.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, we're back.
All right. Uncharted.
Okay, now this is a decidedly much worse movie in my opinion. I was watching this movie and I literally just could not stop thinking to myself, this movie has like no substance at all. It just felt like I was watching a simulation of a movie.
This, Alessandra, this movie was a movie.
It was very bad, in my opinion. But, so, you know.
It took me a lot longer to watch this movie than it needed to. Like, I put on this movie to watch it for the podcast. I was doing something else as it started, so I had to pause it and finish what I was doing before I could, because I was not paying attention. I was not giving it my full attention. Nor did I want to. It was hard to give this movie my, I wanted to do literally anything else but watch this movie. And that's so sad because I thought that my, I've played Uncharted 4, Thief's End or something, or Thief's something. It came with my PlayStation when I bought it, and I heard the Uncharted video games were really good. And so I played the fourth one. So I'm guessing since Nathan Drake is a lot younger in this, this is probably one of the first, or maybe even a prequel to the video games. Cause I thought that the Nathan Drake character was always kind of on the older side starting, well, not older, but like, you know, around like young Indiana Jones age, you know? Cause I know by the fourth video game he's married. I'm unsure where in the timeline this movie fits, if it does even fit in the timeline, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I also did something in the middle of this and it was too long. I ended up buying something off of Facebook Marketplace in the middle of this movie where I saw it on Facebook. I bought it within the hour and it came, like somebody dropped it off. And I had to go back to watching this movie and I was just like, where is this going? Why am I watching this? And then, so Tom Holland's like, it starts off like as him and his brother, like trying to rob a museum to get this map and like,
apparently no, it brother... starts with Tom Holland being attached to like a crate outside of a plane.
Oh,
like, he's
sure.
Up in the sky. He opens his eyes because he got knocked out or flying. Something. And he's attached to a plane but falling. And that's how this movie starts. And then we kind of get a little bit of a scene where he's trying to climb back up to the plane where he gets hit by a car. And then it cuts to... So I was watching this with my roommate and it said like 10 years earlier or something, right? That was the time jump. And my roommate immediately says like, what do you mean 10 years? Tom Holland's already 10. This is the 10. Tom Holland is the 10 years ago actor. Like, what are you talking about? Tom Holland's the same. There's no need to have this other actor, this other kid actor. It was so hard to imagine Tom Holland as anyone other than high school age Peter Parker. I'm sorry. This Tom Holland's character in this was just treasure hunter Peter Parker who fucks. Like, that's it. That's all it is. Like, I
But
couldn't...
he didn't actually sleep with the girl. Like,
no.
He just slept in the same bed.
He didn't.
No,
but that was the vibe he was giving off. Like that was I'm so cool. Like what I just, oh God, I don't know. It was giving me the ick. I couldn't.
Tom Holland is a full adult, so I don't want to be like he does have the Peter Parker vibes, but that's what I like about him. You know, I feel like he doesn't need to be hunky to be an action star, and that's not to fault him. He's fantastic. He's just. Really, you know, he's good at jumping, he's good at ballet, like, it just works with him. But I think that with Mark Wahlberg, the two of them just, like, had no chemistry, really, and so it was just, like, kind of not that interesting. Like, they kind of look similar in a lot of ways. He's just a lot older than him, Mark Wahlberg, but...
Yeah, when
like,
I first...
It just felt like all these actors, all these backgrounds had absolutely nothing behind them. It was, like, emptiness.
Yeah, when I first watched the trailer, I thought that that Mark Wahlberg, which I immediately knew didn't make sense because Mark Wahlberg's character was too old, was that Mark Wahlberg was his brother, was Sam, but he's not.
No.
We find out who it was. Just so weird because I only have the reference of the fourth video game to go off of. So like, but nothing tied it together. Like other than the characters' names, like Nathan Drake, and recognizing the guy who plays Nathan Drake when they he had a cameo in this movie. He was yes, that guy I sitting in the chair on the beach. Yeah.
I figured that was him because he said like a whole line about like, oh, I like, did
oh, that
once
happened to me once. Like
this so, guy was clearly in the video game.
So that makes me think that some of the stuff that happens in this movie does happen in a video game because it definitely could happen. Like the ships being picked up by the helicopters was pretty cool, and I could definitely see that happening in one of these video games.
It's One-Eyed Willy's ship.
Yeah, it felt when they came across the two ships in that cave. I was like, it's the Goonies.
I literally said to Danny, it's One-Eyed Willy. And then Danny looked at me and he was like, it was going to come out of my mouth like as soon as you said it.
Honestly, the best character in this movie was Mark Wahlberg's character. Like, Sully was the most enjoyable. Like, I love Tom Holland. He's a great actor. It was just weird watching him in this movie. But Nathan Drake was also boring. Like, he wasn't interesting. He just fell flat. He fell flat. And,
you know, the screenplay really fell flat. It just did not have any depth. And the editing and everything did not lend to it. It just felt like we didn't have that kind of sense of adventure that we wanted to have. Like, comparing it to other adventure movies, of course, Indiana Jones, or even, like, National Treasure. You've got a lot of, like, interesting mystery that makes you really want to continue watching it, that even though it's cheesy, it's got some kind of heart to it that makes it interesting, intriguing. It's truly not like that in this movie. You don't care where they're going next. You don't know what's going to happen to them. And then you're like, who's this girl? Who are these people? Why should we care about them? Okay, these people are clearly bad and they have no shades. They're just bad, you know?
Yes, And I hate to say this, but the girl who plays Jo, she's also in the Sabrina, the Teenage Witch series on Netflix. She's not a very good actress.
No.
She had a really cool look, a really cool vibe, and you know, she makes a great looking villain, but she just, I don't know, she acts the same exact way in the Sabrina show. She talks like just super sensually and just the way she moves is just very sensual, and that's fine, but it's just I didn't care. I also didn't even care about Antonio Banderas' character.
Nope.
Like, didn't care. Didn't care.
No. There was like no
didn't care about any of these people.
You know,
except for Mark Wahlberg.
Wasn't enough spy shit going on. There wasn't enough.
No, except for Mark Wahlberg's cat.
Yeah.
Only character I cared about.
Yeah. But again, like, we're supposed to not trust Victor in a lot of ways because, like, Nathan Drake doesn't really trust him. Chloe tells him not to trust him. Like, why do you trust Chloe? Like, why does anybody trust anybody in this? We have no, like, actual, like, reason.
Nathan was too trustworthy of everyone. Like, it's just everyone's an asshole. Everyone's an asshole.
It's so true.
Of course, in the end, he could only trust Sully. And I knew this because I know that in the fourth Uncharted video game, they have been working together, obviously, throughout all of the video games by that point. So, like, they had developed a rapport, but mm-hmm. I guess it was just this very bumpy start of, because he was withholding information from him about his brother, you know, whether he was dead or not, or whether he was alive. Nathan finds out that his brother's dead, but then in the end, spoiler alert, he might be alive, or he was writing him a postcard, so he's mm-hmm. alive. And I knew this because he's in the fourth video game, so I knew he wasn't dead.
Annoying bit was like, you know, he's going through all these postcards, and then he has to try and figure out how to find the specific thing on the map. So then he goes to one postcard that gives him the answer instead of putting all of them together and letting us go along with him and figure it out. It's like, no, he'll just get it from one postcard. It just felt like it was so cheap.
Yeah, it's like, why not test all the postcards? Because, yeah, he had like a whole stack of them.
Yeah, and...
As he was looking at them, I knew that one of them was going to have a clue in it. I was like, oh, there's a clue in there from his brother.
Yeah. But it was a dumb answer.
What was the answer again?
With, like, the two crosses and then trying to get him to point it in the right direction. And it just is like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, the video games are very fun. So if anyone has a chance to play the video, they're very fun. It's like, don't, just because this movie was shit doesn't mean you shouldn't give the video games a chance. And there was a little reference to Naughty Dog. There was a sticker or something of Naughty Dog on that's the production company of the video game. Somewhere it was like on a briefcase or something or some suitcase. My roommate pointed out to me because I wasn't paying attention. I felt like I missed a lot in this movie, but I understand what happened and I'm never gonna rewatch this movie, but I just feel like I just was cutting in and out a lot to where I feel like I missed something. Like I was like, was this a decent movie? No, it wasn't.
No, it was truly not that deep. It was just not, there was nothing interesting about this movie. I'm sorry. I just truly, it was like, to me, like that other, the Mummy that came out with Tom Cruise. That one also, I cannot tell you what happened in that movie. I saw it. I don't remember what happened. It was so unmemorable to me. There's no memories that I can recall other than the girl in the movie. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the line where Mark Wahlberg is like, you're young to be a bartender, was not in the movie.
Wasn't in the movie? Oh, from the trailer?
Yes.
Okay.
They cut it out.
They took it out. Well, yeah, because Tom Holland looks like a baby.
That's just low hanging fruit. Like, why even? It's like, don't even say it. Just move on.
I know that's why they cut it. They're like, you know, we don't need to point out more that Tom Holland's a child.
He probably hates that. Like, he's an adult. Like, no lie. Like, he's 26 years old. It's not like he's not a baby. Like, there have been so many actors that have been his age that, you know, are playing like, you know, they've been around for so long and they're playing hunks and shit. Like, I truly think that Tom Holland is good in this role and he's completely fine. It just wasn't good. It just wasn't well edited. It wasn't well written.
He was great for what he was given, which wasn't much. And it's nothing against him. I personally, this is my least favorite role that he's been in.
Yeah.
But not because of any fault of his own.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, he's doing a lot of action movies. He's doing a lot of things where, obviously, he's using his body because he's really strong. And that's kind of the time of his life right now. But I would like to see him in, you know, even that one we watched with, like, the South. And it was like, he was, what was it called again with Robert Pattinson?
Oh,
I didn't really like that movie very much, but at least he kind of had a...
The Devil All the Time?
Yes, The Devil All the Time, yes. I liked his role.
He was also in Cherry. Were we supposed to try and watch Cherry?
Yeah, I guess.
It's an Apple TV Plus movie, right? I'm probably not going to watch it.
I'm truly just excited for him to get into a movie that will really show off his good acting skills, similar to when he was in The Impossible as a kid. He truly was. I watched that movie. He is fantastic. I think he was like 12 when he made that movie. And I mean, unbelievable child actor, just incredible, of course. And he, you know, something like that would be good for him again. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he'll definitely get his shot. I feel like he's getting a little typecasted for like action movies right now, but
yeah,
he hasn't peaked just because he's played Peter Parker. Like, there's definitely more for Tom Holland to do, and he's really great. So he will have his shot.
I think, you know what I think they should do? I mean, this is just me spitballing here. Because he's going so far in one direction, he's trying to be the action dude. When to be honest, like you said, he looks like a child. So you like don't want him to, you know, you can't really see it other than he's like a really good action star. I want him to have a like more, like a more, like a less gruff appearance. Like, don't go in one direction. Don't go with like the hyper masculine or like hyper gruff. Like, go with the feminine side. Like, do something where he has to play a male ballerina or something. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, that's what I think he would be shining in. It's in a role like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to give him advice about what to do, but because I have no say in the game, but I just think that, you know, flying ships hanging from helicopters is just, come on, you can do better.
You can. You can. And you will. I'm looking at the trivia. There's some interesting stuff here. So I had never noticed this before, and it makes sense because this is the first time I've seen it, but it's the film is the first feature production of Sony's PlayStation Productions. So, like, I saw they had that really cool ad or whatever for all the different Sony games. Like, I saw Horizon Zero Dawn in there and whatever. So that was cool. And I was like, oh. And I was like, that's cool. And I don't know. My roommate made it sound like they had seen this before. But, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I was like, I'd never seen this before. But I'd also seen another movie that kind of that was a video game. Like, in this instance, I thought that maybe Assassin's Creed, that's a video game that was made into a movie.
Yes,
but I don't know if
was.
That would have had the Sony PlayStation Productions at the beginning of it, because I don't know if it's actually a Sony game or a PlayStation.
I don't think
game.
It is. It's on PlayStation, but
yeah, it's available on PlayStation, but it doesn't mean like PlayStation made it, whatever. I don't know. And this one was interesting. So
Levi wanted to play the part of Nathan Drake if Tom Holland didn't work out. What the heck?
What? Zachary Levi?
Very different again.
What?
Way too old.
He can't. Yeah, him and Mark Wahlberg are too close. Like, Sully is supposed to be a lot older than Nathan and Sam Drake, so that wouldn't have worked. One of the trivias, at an hour and 29 minutes, there's a brief reshoot insert where Nathan and Sully are talking in the hull of the ship. It was shot against a green screen while the rest of the scene was shot on location. Mark Wahlberg had gained weight for another movie, so for 25 seconds or so in the shot, he's actually 25 pounds or so heavier than the rest of the scene/film.
Oh my god.
Right?
What shot is it? I have to know. Oh no.
Let's see.
I have no idea. I don't know how to even look for this. Are you there, Emily?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, what? You're ready to look up what?
I just can't hear you sometimes. Like, I think I'm pretty much hearing half of what you're saying.
Okay, I'm gonna disconnect these because they're all so dying. Also, hold on.
Okay. Are you there? Okay. Let's see.
Are you gonna try to find a picture? What are you doing?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to find a picture.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to.
I'm trying to see if there's any other interesting trivia. Let's see. Okay.
I don't know what else to say about this movie. I truly just thought it was just not interesting. Like, I get the concept, but it could have been better.
I bet it's a lot better when you play it in the video game.
Yeah.
I've actually wanted to play the other game. I think they have a collection now of all 4 video games that you can buy now, like a bundle. And I've wanted to play all of them because I hear they're all pretty good.
The concept to me is very exciting. It's treasure hunting. Like, of course that is going to be fun. You know, it's like mingled with being a spy. It's like got some historic stuff in it, but it just, like, to me, it just.
Oh, this is cute. The movie took some inspiration from Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, which is Tom Holland's favorite video game in the series. The fourth one is very good.
So this movie got a 45 Metascore. It got 7 positive reviews, 33 mixed reviews, and 4 negative reviews.
Oh, I don't remember this. The 2 ships in the cave and the auction heist came directly from Uncharted. It's been a while since I played the game, so I probably don't remember anything about it. That came from the 4th video game, the one I played.
Mm-hmm.
But that, okay. The video game is really long, and a lot of things happen in it. Like, this, I feel like this movie tried to condense it, because, yeah, the video game feels like it never ends. And you just keep traveling or doing missions or doing this and
well,
that.
That's fun. On
forever. It's fun, and it gives you a lot of gameplay, which is great. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna forget a lot of what happens in the video game, obviously, because there's just so much that happens.
There's some great reviews here, dude. It's
all right. I'm gonna go.
It's pretty clear about the way that people feel about this is exactly what I was trying to say.
Okay. Wow. Only 4 negative reviews. I feel like there would have been more. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go down to the bottom. Let's see. What do we got? Okay. So the lowest we have is 30. And we got 2 30s here. Oh, I don't know which one I want to read. Oh, okay, I'm going to read. The Wall Street Journal gave it a 30. If less is more, Uncharted must be a masterpiece. It's bloodless, heartless, joyless, sexless, and, with one exception, charmless. Oh. The exception is Tom Holland, but what's he doing in a slapdash action adventure adapted from a video game? Making money, of course. Gamers will flock.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm sure he had a good time. Like, Tom just, you know, of course he's making money, but, like, he also loves doing stunts. He loves to act. Like, he'll do stuff, you know. But, okay, I'm going to read the 40 from the Telegraph. It says, every frame is so obviously green screened, airbrushed, and otherwise climate controlled that it unfolds without a squeak of peril. The stakes couldn't have felt lower if an extra life counter were sitting on the corner of the screen. As for the script, you could almost hear the words, needs to be funnier, written in capital letters in the margins at least once per scene.
I know, like, the scenes that were, the lines that were supposed to be funny were just so cringy. I don't know. It was so, it gave me the ick, dude. Like, I couldn't.
The NME one says the main problem is that none of these characters are ever fleshed out enough to make you invest in them.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
It's lacks of stakes, genuine peril. Uncharted is joyless and has little to no personality.
Wow, so 2 places gave it a 75. Consequence! What are you doing? Oh, goodness. All right, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
So Consequence gave it a 75. While Uncharted will never be a classic on par with Spielberg's original swashbuckling adventure, It does no dishonor to that tradition, and even manages to deliver a few unique thrills. I mean...
Liz. What? Like, flying out of a plane and trying to get back up the plane? It makes no sense. Like,
I know. What happens in this movie that hasn't already been done in a video game or another movie? Like, No, I don't agree.
I just feel like it needed I don't know. Like, it wasn't exactly interesting because there was no depth to it in any sense of the word. We didn't even get... They went to so many places and we didn't even get, like, any kind of, like, culture in this movie. We didn't really feel, you know, enveloped in one place or another, or that, like, this is what it's like on the ground in Madrid or wherever, Barcelona, where they were, you know, like,
we were there for, like, and we had so many different sets in these places, but still, it just felt like we were nowhere. Like, it just... I don't know.
Even in the Lost City, they had a little town full of people that had a kind of a cute little atmosphere.
Yeah, they were dancing and they were having a good time. Like, they go to a club at one point in Uncharted, but it's just like, okay, and next? I don't know.
That was a cool part, I guess, when they were going underground into, like, the catacomb, and then they, like, opened it up and it was a club, and then they had to go behind the bar to get through. Like, okay, that was kind of cute.
Yeah, finding all the keyholes and you know, Nathan being like, Sully. But they
didn't make any sense. It was just like...
Sully, do something! Like, I don't know. The coolest part was the flying ships. That was the coolest part, honestly, to me. Right. Okay. That was really it. I really disliked much of everything else in this movie.
Heavy dislike.
I love you, Tom. I love you dear. You're a good little lad.
Jesus.
All right, do anything else? Oh, plot keywords, right? Did I do that? Wait, did I say the plot keywords? No.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Okay, here we go. Based on video game, hero, treasure, action hero, island. There you go. That's
there
it.
You go.
There you go. Take it or leave it. I don't care.
I've just taken the game.
I'm losing interest right now. Okay. Any other lasting comments on Uncharted or the Lost City of Dick?
Oh, God. No.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. Please follow our social media. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Just search All by the Popcorn or All by the Popcorn Podcast. Sorry if you can hear screaming outside my window. I think there are some kids. There are some kids playing outside. They are just having a good time. If you want to email us, please email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we also have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.